Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
Email address would
I'm sorry, the zip code?
02895.
02895. Okay, and the first and last name?
Stephen Carroll, C A R R O L L.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
232 Front Street, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, 02895.
Okay. So I see that you had ordered the the Pulse oximeter on April 30th, paying $574 for shipping and handling. But I do see that this account has been canceled due to it being placed on chargeback. I may help you.
Right. Well, I'm trying to find out what's going on in regards to that.
Regards
because
to what, sir?
Because I called in 215.
Okay, so what is it that I can help you with, sir?
Is the money going back into my account or not?
No, sir. With the account being placed on chargeback, there's nothing else that we can do.
So you're going to take a 6732?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have a problem with that. One, you charged me $67.32 on May 6th. I never received the items to begin with. You said I received it on May 7th or 8th. You charged me $67.32 even before I had my week that I could have called in regards to it. It was never done.
Okay, sir, so you ordered the Pulse oximeter on April 30th, and that does show that it was delivered on May 7th at 2:57 p.m. in your mailbox.
Well, I have not received it, but I got charged $67.32 on May 6th, one day before I so-called got the thing. I thought I had at least a week or so to try it out if I got it. And you charged me a day before I so-called received it.
Okay, sir. So this was a welcoming gift where you only had to pay the shipping and handling charge. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that if you within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed at $67.32, and that starts your first month membership, and it buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
Okay, I never received that either on my email. That's why I just don't understand what's going on. I already talked to my bank. This is going through my bank and everything. But I'm
yes, sir, and the account has already been placed on chargeback, so there's nothing else that we can do.
Okay. It's just the way you guys did things was crooked.
Well, sir, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It was stated in terms and conditions.
Understood. If I did get the meter, if I so-called got it on May 7th, you charged me May 6th, a day ahead of time, what happened to the grace period?
It was only 48 hours.
Yeah, but I never received
correct, and
it.
This was created on April 30th, and we billed you on May 5th.
But how can you charge me something if I received it May 7th?
It was stated in the terms and conditions that within the next 48 hours, You will be billed $67.32.
I never received it. You charged me $67.32 a whole day before I so-called received it.
Because it was stated in the terms and conditions, sir.
Yeah, but if I had a grace period to make a call.
You only have 48 hours.
Yeah.
Correct, sir, and we gave you longer than 48 hours.
No, you didn't. I didn't.
Yes,
get it
you did. This account was created on April 30th. That's when it started.
But if I didn't receive it until May 7th, how can I get charged?
Okay, so, what is it that you? I hear you. What is it that you would like for me to do for you?
I want to know. I want it reversed.
No, I do apologize, sir. With the account being placed in chargeback, there's nothing else that we can do. You're going to have to talk to your bank.
Okay, that's what I would do. But you guys are crooked. And I'm going to put your business on blast.